That's something you can go someplace else. But if you want the McDonald's version of it, because it's quick and it's you got nostalgia, then you go there. But I'm not surprised that the chicken strips don't hold a candle to other places.
Yeah. No, it's not a good thing. Listen, I hate to tell McDonald's, but...
Look, they've been very successful with what they do.
Absolutely.
Will buy those chicken strips, but I'm not going there if I'm desperate for chicken strips.
Absolutely not. A mule-riding Kentucky man has been accused of unleashing a raccoon in a bar after they kicked him out. Do you think raccoons should be able to go to bars, too?
Wait, unleash sounds like that raccoon in there in
wreck
shop.
Listen, if you put a raccoon in a... Isn't a raccoon going to attack people? And
I've seen raccoons that act as pets with people.
Yeah.
I don't think raccoons are really...
I don't know.
Rabid, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want them in my bar.
I don't want them in a bar.
Yeah, I don't want them in...
Is this a service raccoon or not?
It's not,
emotional
if it's not a service raccoon. You cannot bring him in.
Is it an emotional support raccoon?
No, in Austin, they probably have emotional support raccoons and possums and dogs and cats and everything. You can't even go to a restaurant in Austin without getting dog hair in your pancakes. That's how it goes.
What?
Yeah.
Dogs
all over the place. They lead the league in dogs.
Dog hair in the pancakes?
Is this true?
Yeah. Ask Mapes. Dog hair all over the Kirby Lane, full of dogs.
So if I want just a nice pancake off the griddle, there's a chance that a Labrador's hair is going
to
be in it?
There's a chance. Yeah. You need to go in the no dog section.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Is it in the batter or is it transfer?
They let animals in restaurants.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah, I mean, gross, Austin.
Are you saying it's in the batter or the transfer from the grill to the tables where the
no
dog
way to
hair.
Tell
okay
there's no way to tell no, could be the transfer know. But they could have dogs in the back.
Yeah, you don't know.
It could be support dogs for the line cooks. We literally don't know in Austin.
Damn, Austin.
We are done.
And this is, by the way, that Austin joke, that's not really a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's been real for like 25 years, but it's only gotten progressively worse as people I see people bring, like, it's no big deal to bring your dogs into HEB now, walk around with dogs. I'm like, this isn't...
No.
I see people carrying their dogs in those baby bumbles or whatever they're called, where you carry a baby.
A baby Bjorn?
Yeah, baby Bjorn. How do you know the names of these things? You don't even have
I'm
kids.
An educated man. What do you want me to
baby
do?
Baby Bjorns with dogs in
what
them.
What do you want?
Bjorn Borgs?
No, they carry like a baby strapped to your chest, basically.
Yeah,
and it's like
a little baby holder.
Oh, yeah, he Sean calls it baby Bjorn.
Sean brings up a point. Why do you think I should know what a Bjorn is, Lance? Is it because of...
Because you don't have any kids.
Yeah, you don't have any kids. Why do you...
No, it's because you don't have any kids.
He's surprisingly educated.
No. Look how well-spoken Dell is about Bjorns. No. Baby Bjorns. If you don't have a kid, how the hell do you know? You don't have friends
movies.
Who have kids who
I've
are...
I've watched movies with Bjorns in them.
I've had kids, and I don't even know what a Bjorn is.
Well, you're not an educated black man. That's why.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I am kind of.
No,
a little bit.
Which one's less true, the educated or the black thing, John? For you,
close. I'm both.
Okay,
all right. I'm educated dark meat.
That's different than what I said.
You can't. It's weird. We just take them. Well, yeah, you can say dark. You can say educated dark meat. That's okay. We've gotten to the point where we just let them say that.
Because why fight it?
Well, there's no reason, really.
Yeah. You can't fight that.
You can't say you're an educated black man.
I'm just
go back to saying you're educated dark meat, like you always say. You know, the more socially acceptable
one, the black man thinks step too far, John.
Go back to the other one that you say. Sometime you like to say you're Asian.
I'm kind of.
In the community.
I'm in the community. In a lot of communities. Bel Air. You've got a lot of communities there.
Very diverse.
Time for me to talk about, I'm in the HRP community as well. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you're looking for the best way for your company to be better, it's HRP. HRP is going to help your company, the bottom line. It's going to help your company grow. It's going to help your benefits packages with your employees. They're going to love it because you're going to get a better benefits package for your people, insurance packages, 401ks, all of these things, all the things that your people will benefit from. Are you about your people or are you not? Because HR&P is about your business, your people, making your business better, okay? They do the HR, they do the payroll, they do the taxes, and then they give you choices on the other ones. But they're experts in all of these things, so they can help your business, whatever it is, be better, be more profitable. The bottom line is the bottom line. Do it better with HR&P. Don't try to do payroll yourself. You can't do it. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. They know. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, 25 or HRP.net.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Bye, bitch.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Whole Foods has reportedly directed workers to downplay increasingly empty aisles after a cyber attack on its main distributor crippled deliveries. TechCrunch reports that the Amazon-owned supermarket chain posted notices about temporary supply challenges as frustrated customers were greeted with bare shelves at several locations. A new survey says about two-thirds of the private investment firms of the ultra-wealthy report challenges hiring and retaining key staff. There is a shrinking pool of talent, and many employees don't see long-term career potentials at family offices. Meta said it is suing a company that ran ads on its services to promote an app that let people create non-consensual sexualized images of others using AI technology. The lawsuit is against Joy Timeline HK Limited, which used Meta ads to promote Crush AI. Stocks are slightly higher. Dow Industrials up by 10, the NASDAQ up by 46, the S&P 500 up by 16. Once again, stocks are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive, and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
DreamRate Mortgage, the ultimate mortgage hookup. Visit 975loans.com.
NMLS number 2482473, equal housing lender.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Our programs and services include Rides to Care, a place to stay closer to treatment, or access to information and day-to-day guidance, all for free. To see how we can help you, visit cancer.org today.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I am an athlete.
I am an educator.
I am an EMT.
A neurologist.
A veteran.
A business owner.
I'm a mom.
We are survivors.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women and doesn't discriminate.
It can affect any woman at any age or stage.
Yet many women don't know it's our greatest health threat.
Encourage three women you love to learn more about their risk factors and how they can take charge of their health today.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alva, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let the lies feline with a death wish. E right didn't have no name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
So the Astros won yesterday, but the particulars don't really matter. Sure, they won 10-2. Altuve had a nice night. Christian Walker hit a home run, had a really good night. We need more of that from him. But really the goal, and it's what we talked about yesterday, we're not losing a season series to the White Sox. That's what yesterday was about. A loss yesterday guarantees a season series loss to the White Sox. Now, if Fromber pitches well and they win, you at least get out of there with a tie. So, sure, the bats were alive. Ryan Gusto had a nice outing. 7 hits over 6 innings, only gave up 2 earned runs. So, you like that. And 7 Ks as well, only 1 walk. All that's cool. We ain't letting the White Sox take a season series from us, though. That's what this is about. And we got our ace on the mound. One of the 2 aces, and I say two, a remembrance of what Jeff Lump said.
At least 2 aces.
Only 2 aces at this point.
Did you see Ryan Gusto last night?
Oh, you want to throw. See, this is the thing with that name. It's the Hardenstein thing.
It is Gusto.
It's Gusto.
But when he pitches well. Gusto.
But no.
Me Gusto.
He pitched with Gusto.
Oh.
When he pitches well.
I was taking bilingual.
I gotcha. But I think we settled on we're going to call Nick Caley Kales when it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
We call you by your name when it goes well.
Okay.
He pitched with Gusto last night. Okay. Ryan Gusto did a good job. A nice bounce back after our third ace, Lance McCullers, didn't get the job done. So,
but the fourth ace.
How many do we have? How many aces? I guess we just...
How many pitchers can we name?
Colton Gordon, and then there's a Brandon Walter.
Welcome to club, kid.
The real thing for people who are non, like, Astros aggregation... accounts, people who talk about the Astros to make money, because people just go to their accounts for interactions and stuff. How many people, just regular old Astro fans, could name all 5 starters in the rotation right now? Like, what's the percentage, do you think?
When you say Astros fans.
I'm talking about they go to, like, 4 games a year. They put on a jersey, but they're not getting into arguments on X or with Mariners fans about how the Mariners are trash and the Astros are great. They're not. They don't even know who John Boy is.
Then 15, 20?
Could they name anyone after, like, McCullers has been around long enough, name recognition, they know. That even if they see the number on the back of a jersey, okay, that's McCullers. We know who that is. But I think it's 3. I think maybe 60% of those people could get the 3. Starters. Yeah, yeah. Because they may not know Lance McCullers is back. It just depends.
If you don't know McCullers, at least it's a name you would recognize.
They're aware of him. They may not be so sure that he's back pitching. But it really speaks to how in flux the rotation has been that I can name a Gusto, a Brandon Walter, and a Colton. What's his name again?
Gordon.
And most people are like, who? Who's that? Unless you're a Space Cowboys fan.
First names make up the last 2 guys in the rotation.
It's very true. If you're a Space Cowboy fan, you probably know these guys.
Oh, yeah. If you're a Space Cowboy fan, you know most of the pitcher rotations. Blue Ball.
It's true. And outside of Fromber and Hunter Brown, everyone spent time down there in a rehab start. Yeah. So they're very familiar with those guys. But Gusto, good yesterday. We got Fromber today. And let's just even a season series. That's all we can hope for. It will be an anecdote to a season. Hopefully it's one that leads to big things. But I don't need to think about the White Sox taking a season series. Because how many times are the White Sox going to take a season series from a playoff team? Let's not have the Astros be one of them. And Fromber goes tonight. Let's hope those bats keep going. And let's avoid what isn't really a thing, but Astro fans have at least noticed that when they get to double digits, for whatever reason, the team decides they're going to stink the next day. So I don't think one has anything to do with the other, but it does happen more often than it should. The whole let's save some runs for tomorrow thing. Let's hope that's not the case tonight. Hell, just give me five. Five should be enough for Fromber on the mound to take out the White Sox, who are very bad, but they got the Pope behind them. And he wore his White Sox hat very recently. I just have dreams of an Angels in the outfield scenario where the Pope takes over officially, and then all of a sudden, divine intervention turns the White Sox into a good baseball team. With Tony Danza was an Angels in the outfield pitching. Danny Glover was a manager. Give me some of that.
Right fielder Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, give me some magic for the White Sox. And it's just proof that God doesn't care about your sports teams. Because if the Pope's team can be as bad as they are.
Recent Pope, he's still taking over, all right? They're 1-1 against the Astros.
Sure. Under his reign.
I don't know.
Sure, but
feels
since
like a very 1500s way to put it.
Yeah. And since he took over, they haven't been great. So if we do get the Angels in the outfield scenario, that would be proof that God cares about your sports teams. But if we don't, and that White Sox just continue to stink, stop praying to God about your sports teams. It's useless, because if he's not helping that dude, he's not helping you. Although you may say he may not be praying to God because he's got other responsibilities and worries. At least the Pope would see it that way.
I think he mixes one in for the White Sox.
I think he prays for good health, maybe.
But if you, I imagine the Pope's spending a lot of time praying, like of his day.
And you
day,
think he just will happen to drop in a White Sox prayer?
Like of his day, of the 24 hours in a day, how many times do you think he's praying in communication with God? I think it's more than the average person.
According to all the mythology,
a lot of innings to eat.
According to everything I've ever read or watched on television, that's where the mythology I'm talking about. Not that God doesn't exist, but all the lore. I guess I'll use the lore.
Yeah.
He's always in communication with God.
Max.
So, according to that lore, you're saying that out of the 24 hours a day that he's in communication with God, maybe 20 seconds devoted to the White Sox?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying he mixes it in. I'm not saying it's all he's praying for. I just think, like, by the way, if we could get Luis Robert to start hitting the ball pretty well, boom, home run.
I think he's more in the line of, how much of a package can we get for Luis Roberts? Like, hey.
I think that's the long play. I think it's, can he rebound a little bit so a team gets interested at the deadline?
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
He knows ball. He was at the World Series game. He knows ball.
I am aware. The Pope does know ball. It's the first time that's ever been said, I would imagine. At least first time a Pope has ever had that said about him. It's probably been said since since he was voted in as the new Pope. But hey, the White Sox have the Pope on their side. I'm not gonna say they have God on their side. So I don't think the Astros have a giant mountain to climb with Fromber on the mound to even the season series with the White Sox. So that happened yesterday. Thankfully, this segment got a relatively good length without me noticing donut remnants on the microphone.
Yeah,
so we're good here.
In there.
No, I'm not appalled by Lance's eating habits. So we're good there. So we'll get the break. Not on time, because we're never on time, because the previous show goes to like 10:05. But we'll go to break when we normally do here in a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll talk some Texans, and we'll also get into the NBA Finals. I was thinking about this, getting ready for the show. But the Thunder are the overwhelming favorites. At least they were going into the series. But as a regular fan, not someone who makes their money talking about the NBA on a podcast or writing articles about them, we knew that they were good. But did we look at them as unbeatable? Because sure, they had the MVP, but these are a lot of guys that we're not all that familiar with. They don't have a decades-long run of winning. So I was trying to think, I know the 68 wins, the net rating, all those things would suggest one of the best teams to ever do it if they win a title. But I don't know that I looked at that team overall and thought, yeah, no one can beat them. Now, of course, they're in the finals, and they're only down 2-1. They can turn around and win this thing. It can happen. They've won game fours on the road before in these playoffs. But now when you watch them play and when you throw in the fact that their opponent is the Pacers, I don't think I ever thought they were unbeatable. I knew they were good. And that may be in line with what a lot of NBA players thought going in. It's something that Brian Windhorst has talked about. We'll get to it when we come back. What NBA players thought about the Thunder before the playoffs began, and maybe the Pacers are helping to confirm some of that. Well, as I said, we'll also have some text and stuff. A lot of sound from their second day of mandatory minicamp. We'll hear from Nick Chubb, his thoughts on C.J. Stroud before he got to be his teammate, because Nick Chubb, remember, is Georgia Bulldog, so he was on the sideline for the C.J. Stroud game, Ohio State versus Georgia in the playoff, and he also saw what C.J. did in 2023 against the Browns in the playoff. So Nick Chubb, once the enemy, now a teammate. We'll hear from him and others. We're just getting started here. If you want to call in, you can. 713-780-3776. It's me and Sean till noon. We'll be back.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds. From regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ, that's J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8968. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8968. That's 800-575-8968. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Buying a new vehicle shouldn't be hard. Monument Chevrolet makes it easy. Branham here. Monument Chevrolet has a huge selection of Chevy vehicles priced with transparency. No hidden fees, no upcharges, no dealer add-ons. For over 50 years, Monument Chevrolet has earned relationships with thousands of customers doing business this way. For new and used cars, fleet sales, and service, visit Monument Chevrolet in Pasadena, right off 225 and Beltway 8 in MonumentChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, what about bikes?
Bring us your bike frames, your forks, your handles. We got you.
So if you see a beautiful bike out there, chances are Houston Powder Coaters did that.
We probably signed off on that.
What do I need to do with trailers?
We need you to bring us the bare bones of that trailer, and we will make it like new for you. We can even do welding repair if needed.
How do you get an entire trailer to get Houston Powder Coaters?
We have the largest ovens in the region. That's Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas. So bring us your big trailers and we have you covered.
Ford.
We talked before about boat parts. Tell me what's going on there.
Summer's coming up. We like to be on the water here in the Houston area, so bring us your boat parts. We do have marine coating that will help protect it from all the elements that you have in the Gulf and all these lakes.
One thing is anchors, for sure. What else on a boat?
Ton of railings, ladders, the T-tops. We do have accessories that you put around the edges of the boat, so if it's metal, we got you.
Call Robin and get your stuff, Houston Powder Coater, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Game three of the finals last night. We've had two really good games. And the two good games, game one and game three, were different. Like, game three wasn't one where you had a remarkable comeback. Now, the Thunder got out to a nice lead in the first quarter, but I don't think there was a lead bigger than like nine the entire game. Did we ever see a double digit lead in that game last night? I don't think so.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
I don't remember that. I don't remember a big lead. I know the Thunder, when they came out early, I think they were maybe up 15-6, maybe forced a timeout or something. But from that point on, you know, they had a lead going into the half. But the Pacers fought back before then to take a lead, and then the Thunder, actually, you know what happened. The Pacers had the lead. The Thunder came out in the third quarter, ripped off like 8 points in a row, forced a Carlisle timeout. But that was a really good competitive basketball game back and forth until the fourth quarter happened. And the Pacers kind of – it felt like the Thunder didn't have anything left in the tank to match with the Pacers' energy. Maybe that's part of the home crowd. Maybe that's just the pace of and the way the Pacers like to play, although the Thunder play at a pretty high pace as well. But when you get a game like that from Benedict Mathurin – sometimes you're like, you know what, that's not something we can plan for, and it generally happens on the home floor that you have that role player play that way, and he was great. I was listening to a couple people talk about him. He plays in a way that is kind of distinctive on that team. He has been better at this, but he's not a guy who is known to move the basketball. The ball kind of sticks with him, and sometimes you need that, I guess. You need a guy who, when your stuff isn't working, can just go get a bucket on his own. And he did that quite a bit. Sometimes it looks really bad because it's so different from how the Pacers do it. So when a shot doesn't go down, you're like, ugh, that's not Pacers basketball. That's not the entertaining style that they have. But when you have that many defenders who are plus defenders for the Thunders, sometimes a bucket getter is needed, and he did that yesterday. Are we going to get more than that from Benedict Mathurin? That might be the one game, and that might be the one game that decides these finals, that you got that from him in that moment in a close game.
Yeah, I don't know if we get 27 points in 22 minutes. Like, I'm not sure if we get that kind of production, because that was the most points in a finals game for a player that came off the bench since Jason Terry in the 2011 finals.
Great.
Might have been the 2006 finals.
Yeah.
But it's one of the best – I mean, it is the best role-player game in the finals of the last decade. So I don't know if we're getting that, but I think the kind of what you're saying, the type of production that he can bring, the, hey, listen, man, all this passing and stuff, that's cool. That's nice.
That's for you.
It's
that's
part you of the guys. Reason you're in the finals.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you do just kind of need a guy to beat his man and get a bucket. And that's something that Mathurin could do, as well as anybody on the Pacers, maybe except for Siakam, because that's not really Tyrese Haliburton's game. To, like, beat a guy without – either a screen or rejecting a screen and getting the defense kind of wrong-footed.
Yeah, the ball swinging side to side.
Yeah, exactly.
He can beat a guy that way.
Set defense, like Mathurin and Siakam are the two guys that I would want to play through if I'm Indy. Nimhard also, maybe. But I think that this series does kind of – or this game really showed, like, okay, this is how the Pacers, like, got here. Because it seemed like – they really did just kind of wear down the Thunder, who some of it might just be like, hey, it's the first road finals game. Like, this is such a young team still. in the Thunder that they kind of got, I want to say, like, avalanched, basically, by T.J. McConnell, more or less. T.J. McConnell and Benedict Mathurin off the bench in that fourth quarter really were the ones that kind of, A, got them the lead, and then let them sail away with it.
Yeah, well, Miles Turner didn't shoot the ball well. Was big defensively in that fourth quarter. Got Chet a couple times on the same possession on blocks. And it was a game where I thought to myself, this isn't a proven ground from the Thunder. That's what everyone's setting up game four to be. One of those gut check things. Sure, desperation. You don't want to go down 3-1. I did say earlier in the week I thought this is the one the Pacers had to get. Not that it was necessarily going to be a predictor of the future for the rest of the series, but you're coming home with, hey, we got our split in OKC.
Yeah.
Game three is the one that you should get if you have real designs on actually winning a title as opposed to being, hey, a pesky team and a nice story. Winning game two turns this into, I think the Thunder's still going to win it into, I don't know. Winning game three, it turns it into, man, this is actually something where the Pacers could actually win. I think if anyone was not taking the Pacers seriously after they split in OKC, this one says, you kind of got to understand that they're only two wins away from the title, which means they don't have to win another game in OKC to win the title.
Yeah, it's a big – the next two games. It turns it into the next two games is the one – and it's not good analysis, but it is it at least sets the stakes for, you know, game four. Whoever wins this probably wins the series. And then game five, obviously it could be 3-1.
Sure.
But even if it's 2-2, it's – you know, whoever wins this is probably going to win the series. Like, it sets up two straight games of that where I feel like none of us – actually, no. I know the both of us didn't see that coming for this Indiana Pacers team where they have a chance to, like, win the series and win it by leading for most of the series, not coming in and stealing it.
Yeah, they've never trailed in these playoffs and in the series. They've always won game one, and if they lost game two, they're bouncing back. In some cases, they won the first two games of a series. So I was thinking of an apt comp for this team, and as far as a surprise and them winning a title, I don't remember the odds for when Leicester City won the Premier League. I think they were worse than what the Pacers were.
It's like 5,000.
Yeah, because the Premier League and how it's set up, it's not based on parity at all. So Leicester City winning it was crazy. But as far as a likely NBA champion, are they the most unlikely NBA champion if they do it since how far do we go back? Trying to think of a team that was more unlikely. I mean, that Mavs team you referenced with Jason Terry had Dirk in. It was an odd basketball team. I don't think anyone thought of them as a title team until it really got going. But I can't think of a more unlikely champion at this point. Because the NBA, generally, the best team wins, or at least the best team gets there against another of the best teams. Like, even when you have remarkable runs, you had the Mavs, who were a 5 seed. They got washed by the Celtics. That's generally how it goes.
That's normally how it works.
The Heat as an 8.
I was going to say another Heat. Three of the last four finals that the Heat lost, I would say that they were, like, massive underdogs. The bubble, 23. And 2014, that was pretty even. I think most people favored the Heat, but it wasn't like anything crazy
that the
Spurs.
They beat the Spurs in the previous finals.
In the previous finals,
and the Spurs certainly used that as motivation. Of course, the Mavericks were giant underdogs to the big three.
You know, it might be the 0-4 Pistons. That might be what we're looking at.
Yeah,
a different version of, because it is a team that doesn't have the, like, no doubt about it, this guy is for sure a superstar. Like, people were doing the is Tyrese Haliburton a superstar thing last week. So I think that is probably the best thing because it's an ensemble cast who kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, the Pistons, didn't they trade for Rasheed Wallace, like, that trade deadline? So they weren't even in the moment, people didn't think of them as, like, this is a fully formed unit. And obviously they went on to make, I want to say, 6 straight Eastern Conference Finals, something ridiculous like that, where it was the start of a big run, and they're led by Billups, who made a lot of big shots, kind of like Tyrese Haliburton.
Where that nickname came from, Mr. Big Shot.
Yes, and he's also, he was also a guy that wasn't viewed as like, oh yeah, obvious superstar Chauncey Billups before that finals, really after that finals. He still wasn't like a top of the marquee guy for the league. So I think probably the 04 Pistons is like the closest comp, both as far as an underdog and how this team is kind of composed.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. It you did have, as you said, your star lead guard, and then you had, I mean, you probably look at that Pistons team as
they're better,
as yeah. better as far as particularly the names you got. Yeah. You got Richard Hamilton, you had Tayshaun Prince, you had Rasheed Wallace. As far as star power, they were much bigger. But
Ben
they did,
Wallace.
Yeah, but they did meet the Lakers in the finals. Now this was a Laker team who signed Gary Payton and Karl Malone because they had the previous season they got beat by the Spurs and they said enough because they had won the previous three titles. Still had Kobe in his prime and Shaq was late prime for Shaq, and they were the big favorite. I was in L.A. at the time. They made the finals after making those two additions and Payton and Malone, and they thought, we're winning this one. Pistons, whatever. And that went 4-1. Do I think this one's going to go 4-1? I don't. But it's certainly following in the same path because in that series, I believe the Pistons won game one. In game two, the Lakers won that one.
Yeah.
But in that series,
it was a closer game.
It was also 2-3-2 as opposed to what it is
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. The setup was
yeah,
different.
So the Pistons had a chance to come home and not leave it, and they did it. Pacers, no matter what happens in their next game, do have to go to OKC. But, yeah, I don't think 0-4 is a bad one as far as unlikely titles, even though the Pistons, as you said, were a team that were in the middle of a long run of dominating the East.
Yeah, I mean, but that actually, the Pistons, that was the start of their long run.
Because
and so there's no I'm not going to sit here and say, like, there's no chance the Pacers, like, at least make the East Finals again next year. You know, like, it could be a situation where we just don't know it yet. But this is a unit that can sustain as much as anyone sustains in today's league.
And much like those Pistons, the year before, they made the Eastern Conference Finals and got swept.
Oh, yeah?
And by the Nets.
Oh, they got, oh, wow.
And then the next year, they beat the Lakers to in the finals 4-1.
Okay.
So there could be some parallels if the Pacers win and then win a game five. So we'll see how it plays out. But that happened last night. Good basketball game. Look, we've had two really good basketball games, and that's all you can really ask for. All the noise aside, whether it be presentation or lack of star power. At least if you turn the TV on and you get competitive, compelling games, we'll take it. We'll hear from Charles Barkley a little bit later, not about this series because, sure, he was asked about it because he was on, I think, NBA TV's coverage. But he had some comments about the Knicks because we know the Knicks continue to fail as they try to secure a coach, mostly because you keep asking teams with head coaches, can you talk to them? And every team is saying no, which is their right. So we'll give you an update there because we talked about it yesterday. We'll hear from Barkley on that. We'll get into some Texan stuff as well. When we come back, we'll play something I mentioned in the first segment, and it speaks to maybe the Thunder not being what everyone, at least in the NBA nerd sphere, thought they were, because at least the players, and this could be simply jealousy, but people in the league and the players had real reservations about what this Thunder team could be. Look, they made the finals, so the reservations can't be completely true. But we'll hear from Brian Windhorst on what was the prevailing thought about this Thunder team throughout the year, particularly before the playoffs began. So we'll get to that when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
McGrath Pest Control, basically hired killers. See their killing menu at McGrathPestControl.com.
Imagine the legacy you could leave behind. Imagine a career where every day, every lesson, every word of encouragement, it all adds up to something greater. One teacher can inspire a lifetime of learning. At Teachers of Tomorrow, we believe in the power of one. One teacher, one student, one moment that changes everything. Teaching isn't just a job. It's a legacy of learning that shapes the next generation. If you've ever felt the call to teach, your time is now. Start your teaching journey today with Teachers of Tomorrow. We're here to guide you every step of the way. A bachelor's degree is all that's required. best of all, it's free to apply. And you can be teaching in just 6 months. Call Teachers of Tomorrow at 800-813-9441. 800-813-9441. That's 800-813-9441. Because the world needs teachers like you.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773. 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Hey guys, Joel Blank for Allstate Windows and Siding. I changed the windows at my house and I'm glad I went to Allstate Windows and Siding. First of all, the overall curb appeal and the overall look of my house was upgraded by a bunch. Secondly, I saved big time money on my energy bills. Third, and most importantly, I went to the experts that have been doing this for over 40 years. They are absolutely fantastic. Go to Allstate Windows and Siding right now or call them 832-204-1936. 30% off windows, free estimates available. Best in the business, Allstate Siding and Windows.com.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Well, we will continue some of our final talk here. 2-1, Pacers up. Got good energy from McConnell. Benedict Mathurin had a great night shooting. And Obi Toppin, he just makes big-time athletic emotional plays that get a crowd fired up or sucks the life out of you. The put-back dunk when you think you've got to stop is – When you're on the wrong side of it, crushing. But yeah, when you are on the right side of it, one of the better things in sports to watch a guy jump over someone for a putback dunk after what was a tough possession.
I think specifically giving up a tip dunk to the home team
is
like especially demoralizing.
Yeah, and you're fighting for your life. You're down by 5 late in the game.
You
think you have a stop. Okay. We get a stop, we go down and score, it's a one-possession game, and instead, because you never expect the putback dunk. When it happens, it's always a surprise. So when it happens, it just sucks the life out of you. And I imagine Thunder fans are watching, it's like, oh, no.
Because it's a classic thing of, I think it was Caruso and Holmgren, neither of them box out, and so the tip dunk happens. And then as Toppin is like basically still hanging on the rim, You see the on the replay, both Shea and Jalen Williams are both looking at the other guys being like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, we did all this work to force a tough shot.
It immediately like turns the knives on everyone because if you give up a tip dunk, like obviously someone screwed up.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a body on that guy, and if he comes out of nowhere and dunks on you, well, he didn't really come out of nowhere. Someone just didn't look him up and put a body on him, and now you're down 7, and the game felt effectively over from that point going forward as the Thunder missed some key free throws, and the Pacers did what they needed to do to close that game out. So Thunder down 1-2 in the series, or 2-1, and they got to fight back. Now, this result, at least right now, apparently wasn't surprising to a lot of NBA people in the league. The Thunder did not, despite what they did all year long, did not kind of breed confidence in NBA people to think they were going to win this thing. And here's Brian Windhorst on that thought. And this is from back in February. What the NBA as a whole thought of this Thunder team.
The reality is people in the league just don't respect the Thunder. The Thunder are the youngest team in the NBA. You do not see the youngest team in any league, in any sport win. And so if you're sitting in the back like the Warriors and you're trying to build something here, you see that as a target.
But you're not telling the whole
story. That was Stephen A. Smith at the end. I don't know what the whole story was. There are times where he talked about that scenario again. Later, as we got closer and closer to the playoffs, he continued to echo what the NBA thought of this other team. And as I said, you make the finals. I can't really say that what people thought of them is correct. They're making the finals as the youngest team in the NBA. They have a real shot of winning this series. So whatever you thought about them as far as being real title contenders, maybe you need to change your mind on that. But youth does play a part in this thing. You generally have to fail a couple of times. The Celtics being the most recent example, they had to go through their failures to eventually win one, made multiple Eastern Conference Finals, hell, made an NBA Finals, didn't win it, and then eventually got over the hump. Maybe the Thunder are simply on that path, and their run was a little fast-forwarded. Sure, Shea's in his mid-20s, but for the most part, Jalen Williams, Chet, your best players are in their early 20s, so yeah. It would not surprise me, not to say the pressure got to them, but that the Pacers, who aren't old themselves, may just have a bit more experience because of their head coach. Rick Carlisle's been and won a finals when he was the big underdog. So there's a lot of factors, if you want to just go by intangibles, that might side with the Pacers.
Yeah, and I mean, you have this whole team together made the East Finals last year, played the Celtics, played them close but got swept. You have Pascal Siakam, who won a title. So, like, there's just a little bit more, like, of a steady hand, I would say, along with Carlisle, probably the steadiest hand, as opposed to, like, Mark Dagnall, you know, Alex Caruso, as he's sitting back telling him stories about winning the 2020. Hey, gather around, kids that are all 4 years younger than I am. let me tell you a
thing or
two
about. I know
I don't
look like only 4 years older than you.
let me tell you about what it takes to go into an opposing building and win the finals. And by opposing building, I mean the Wild World of Sports complex in Orlando, Florida. Let me tell you about that.
Give Alex Caruso some credit. He's 31 years old.
He can be
the grizzled
vet. I thought he was like 29.
No, I know he's been bald for almost his entire NBA career. So, but yeah, he's 31 now. Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah, he can be like, hey, hop on my knee, Chet Holmgren. Let me tell you.
It's a weird setup there. 7'2" guy on Alex Caruso.
Hey, Chet needs it though. Chet is the one where I'm not saying the lights are too bright, but in Game 3,
the lights were a bit.
He was
bright.
Squinting. Yeah. He was squinting a little bit.
Yeah, he needed glasses to make it through.
Jalen Williams started off with, you know, pretty. He was just settling for a lot of bad shots and missing them, and I think he kind of gained his sea legs a little bit in the second half, but I think that it was, I think Holmgren, he came out, had a great first quarter, and just like from there,
yeah,
it was all the bad stuff. It was all the bad stuff.
He got bullied a little bit. Yeah. The lack of physicality hurt him a little bit. And Miles Turner, as I said, who didn't shoot the ball well, was a defensive stalwart in that game, particularly on Chet Holmgren. So a lot of factors right now in Indiana's favor that can all change. With the OKC win in Game 4. Okay, a team who played Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals was the Knicks. They are without a coach because they made the decision that Tom Thibodeau wasn't going to be the guy to put him over the top. Now, they've asked several teams permission to talk to their coaches because, of course, Quinn Snyder is someone you would consider a ceiling raiser. I guess all those 9 and 8 seeds that he cultivated with the Hawks is enough to make you think he's the guy, or he was just one more coach that they knew they weren't going to be able to talk to. So we've got Quinn Snyder, Chris Finch, Ime Udoka,
Jason Kidd.
At some point, another name will pop up because they'll ask someone else.
Billy Donovan.
Yeah, Billy Donovan. That came out yesterday. Another, by the way, ceiling raiser.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan.
Hey, he made the West Finals once.
Was that?
2016.
Oh, yeah. Then that went well.
Yeah, he was up 3-1
yeah.
on the greatest team of all time.
Yeah. And you know what? Know how that ended? He blew it, and then his best player went to go join the greatest team of all time, the alleged greatest team of all time, at least at that point. So that's the type of energy I want. Billy Donovan's career hasn't been the same since.
I mean, it hasn't because he lost Kevin Durant.
I know. It just and understood losing Kevin
Watch
Durant.
Brunson go to the Pacers. I guess
losing Kevin Durant in his prime can change the trajectory of a coach's career, and it's certainly did for Billy Donovan. So he won't be the next Knicks coach.
If I was the Knicks, like, you have to leak out there that you're interviewing a guy who doesn't currently have a job just to, like, break up the cold streak of
say Taylor
every
Jenkins.
Day there's two names that are like,
you
nope.
reached out to Taylor Jenkins and he wants to talk. Make that a report.
Just a layup.
Just have it. Maybe Taylor Jenkins is like, Dolan. I'm not working under Dolan. I'm not doing that.
I don't have a job. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. I'm unemployed, not dumb.
I got fired from a playoff team. This team just fired a guy who went to the East Finals.
Yeah, you think all the problems I had didn't contribute to why we got knocked down the first round, from Ja to all the other stuff that goes on in Memphis?
They fired me with 3 games left.
I was a 2-seed at one point, remember? Remember? I was a coach of a 2-seed, so.
Yeah, but I think if I'm the Knicks, like, I don't know if NBA has a Rooney rule, but hey, let's comply with the Rooney rule.
I don't think they do.
And then let's, you know, see what, you know, does Spo want to talk.
Pat Riley's going to give them permission?
I just love bringing that up.
Yeah. It's been a joke for a little bit that the next guy they have to call is Steve Kerr.
Almost hired him in like 2014. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. You know, they just hire the guy who's in a suite at Indiana last night. Hire Mark Jackson. You know, the guy Stephen A. Smith can't shut up about. He keeps pushing for Mark Jackson to get that job. He was in a suite watching the Pacers play yesterday because of his history there.
OG Anunoby. Hand down, man down.
Does he say that in the huddle?
I hope not. I hope so, actually.
I don't think this. Look,
I mean, he hasn't been in a huddle in a decade.
You know what's going to happen. I already said it. They're going to have to default to Rick Brunson. Because whoever gets hired there is going to have to keep Rick Brunson on. You're going to fire the best player's dad and then have Jalen Brunson ask out. He goes, I took less money to keep this team together, and now you're firing my dad? I'm out of here.
Hire Mark Jackson.
Well, sure.
Just hire Mark.
Well, sure. But if Mark Jackson tells them no, or they decide we would never hire Mark Jackson, then you default to like Johnny Bryan or Rick Brunson. And does that sound silly? Yes.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley is one who thinks what the Knicks are doing is silly, but he used stronger words. Here's Charles Barkley on the NBA TV broadcast at the finals.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the 3 coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
And that is the prevailing thought. No one knows what the hell the Knicks are going to do. The question is, do the Knicks know? And the assumption is they don't.
I think if you fired Tibbs, you had to have already, like,
talked to someone.
Just, like, had the back channels. Like,
yeah.
Do this all before you fire
them. Learn from college football coaches. Tampering.
Or do this before you fire them. And so you skip this part of the news cycle where
everyone thinks you're a joke.
Exactly. Where it is, like, actually, you can just skip all this go to the we're interviewing Mark Jackson and
sure.
Taylor Jenkins.
Think of what has happened over the last 3 weeks for the Knicks. You make the conference finals.
Yeah.
You beat the Celtics. All the joy. Oh, look, the Knicks are back. Yeah. The Mecca is thriving.
They're up like 14 with 3 minutes left
and
in
you're
game
up,
1.
And you're up in game 1. You go from the Knicks are going to make the finals to they're back to being the Knicks, and not in a good way again. All in the span of 3 weeks or so. from the highest of highs when they're bullying Pacer fans who weren't even at this, who was at a Celtic game for whatever reason, wearing a Pacer jersey, throwing crap at Brian Windhorst, to now everyone thinks you're a laughing stock because not even the coaches are turning you down. You can't even get past the barrier of the team allowing you to talk to the coaches because you didn't do the groundwork to figure out which team would or which coach would make enough noise with his current team for them to go, you know what, the guy doesn't want to be here anymore or he's very interested in this Knicks job. We're going to let him do it. They didn't apparently do any of that, and now they look bad. But they're the Knicks, so we can laugh at them and be fine with it. I'm fine with this. Let's laugh at the Knicks.
I'm actually more comfortable with this, just given
them being good.
Yeah, given my lifetime of watching basketball, where I'm like, this is the sweet spot of James Dolan basically walks in a meeting, says, fire that man, and no one else wants to fire him, apparently.
Like, wait, what?
And had a thought of, like, what if we fire him? Then what? Nope, doesn't matter. Fire that man. Oh, yes, Mr. Dolan. And then, so who do we want to hire? James Dolan goes, I like Udoka.
I like what he's done with the Rockets. Yeah. Well, Jim, you know that we have to ask permission.
Just ask. Worst thing they can do is say no. I've learned.
The worst thing they can do is say no and for it to go public.
That's what I learned in my decades of owning several businesses that made me a billionaire that I inherited from my father. That's what I learned.
You're adding
the worst
a lot
thing
of context
they can do
that Dolan would not add.
That's what I would do. Just say no. The worst they can do.
Yeah, I still got my money.
Maybe the Mavericks say, that's actually pretty smart, is that he was like, I don't know, maybe the Mavericks say yes.
It's a disaster there. Everything seems like a mess. Sure, Cooper Flagg may save him, but maybe.
We didn't think they would say yes to that trade package from the Lakers.
So you never know what they'll say yes to. That's not a bad way of going about it, but they said no as well.
Once you get to the Bulls turning you down for Billy Donovan, like if on the Bulls, at a certain point, I'm like, well, we are probably going to fire him next year, right?
You make a point. Like if you're the Bulls and if Billy Donovan is willing to go,
save us some buyout money.
Save you some money. You'll probably get a pick out of it. Not a great one because the Knicks don't have any left,
like
and they're going to be a good team anyway. Yeah. But you'll get a pick out of it. You don't have to pay Billy Donovan anymore. Maybe not a bad way to go about it.
That's really the rock bottom is the fact that they asked were they a lottery team? Yes, they
were the ninth seed but lost a play-in game. Yeah,
they asked a lottery team who's like going nowhere fast, and they with the coach who, by the way, has been there for 5 years now.
He's been
something
there a while.
Like that, and even they were like, I don't know. We're the Chicago Bulls. We're actually okay with being the ninth seed.
I think it's now a thing where it's just fun to turn the Knicks down. Even
if, you cannot be the team that
you
says
can't
yes.
be the team that says yes now at this point. It's like
Milwaukee has to say no.
People making jokes about if you're a coach who hasn't been asked, then how do you feel about yourself? Well, if you're a team who says yes to giving up your coach and letting the Knicks talk to him, what does that say about you? When the Bulls can say that about Billy Donovan, no. We don't even like this guy that much, but no.
No, we're going to fire him.
Yeah, he's
next April.
He's on the path to getting fired, and we still won't give you permission because we don't want people turning us down when we have to ask. All right, we'll go to break with that. We'll come back with some Texans news, some not-so-good news involving Jimmy Ward. That story began to develop as the morning show was ending. So the question to be asked is this the first off-field incident for the Texans since D'Amico Ryans took over? Can't think of one. Tank Dell wasn't at fault when he got shot. But as far as a player being at alleged fault, being arrested, I can't think of another incident. So we'll get into that. We'll also talk about what Nick Chubb said. Well, we'll play what Nick Chubb said, then talk about it, because he had some thoughts on CJ Stroud as now he's a teammate as opposed to the guy who was scaring him half to death when he was rooting on Georgia and, of course, beating the Browns in a playoff game a couple years ago. So plenty of Texan sound, plenty of Texan stuff to get to. We'll do that in the second hour. We will be back.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
We're easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try ZipIntro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com
/free.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance.
800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
John, what do you think about these tariffs? What do you think is going to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The prices on used cars have suddenly come up because the cost has gone up. And at GiveMeTheVIN.com, we're paying more. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license plate, and see for yourself. We're paying more today than we were yesterday. Remember, the tariffs have raised the car prices, and we are paying extra. GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer. Sell us your car.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Top Training in Sugar Land, Texas, the region's elite facility for athletes of all ages. With world-class coaches, including 3 former pros and 5 who've trained professional athletes, we deliver structured, science-backed programs in a high-energy, results-driven environment. Young athletes, high school competitors aiming for college, or adults reclaiming strength, Top Training is your place. Not just a gym, it's a training ground for life, forging discipline, confidence, and peak performance daily. Visit TopTrainingSL.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow.
You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Let's go!
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadot Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number 9, love my lies. Feline, with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
I don't wanna see an error, an error, an error. See, now I just wanna.
we begin hour two with the news that broke probably an hour and a half ago or so. Jimmy Ward arrested for a family violence incident. This happened this morning. That's all we have on it. The Texans have issued a statement, the typical one. We're fully aware of the incident involving Jimmy Ward and so on and so forth. That's all they're going to say about it for now. And that's just how teams will handle it until there's further information. So, you know, the mugshots out there that you can see. And as I mentioned before we went to break, I was trying to think, is this the first time we've had one of these arrests for a Texan in the now 2+ years that DeMeco Ryans has been here? As I said, the Tank Dell thing, he wasn't at fault. He was shot at a club. But other than that,
yeah,
I think it is the first one. And it's one of, you would say, DeMeco's handpicked guys. He knew and worked with Jimmy Ward in San Francisco. Jimmy Ward's time here has kind of been one that's been disappointing because of the injuries, his inability to stay on the field because of dealing with all those injuries. And now with what they've done to their or for their secondary over the last couple of off seasons, whether it be trading for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, they drafted another safety, DB in this most recent draft with Jalen Smith, and they also have Bullock, and of course those are cornerbacks. But the strength of the team outside of defensive end on the defensive side of the ball is that secondary, and of course Jalen Petrie's coming back from injury, so that looked to be a strength. I think it still would be if no matter what happens with this Jimmy Ward thing. I didn't really expect a lot from Jimmy Ward just because of his lack of availability and what they've done to kind of strengthen this core in the back. But I know that he's valued by DeMeco. So hopefully whatever comes of this and whatever information comes from this, he hope no one was seriously hurt. But at the moment, it is being deemed a family violence incident, Jimmy Ward and an unnamed alleged victim right now. So that's the update with Jimmy Ward and the Texans. I'm sure as more information comes out, there'll be a more defined reaction by the Texans, but they're probably in wait and see mode like the rest of us. Okay, as far as the guys who are available and on the practice field, at least for the last couple of days, one was Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, most recent acquisition. The Texans love making a big name move. Jimmy Ward was a relatively big name, but of course, whether it be Joe Mixon or Stephon Diggs, Danielle Hunter, Texans aren't afraid to bring in a guy with star power. How much Nick Chubb has an impact on the team, that'll have to do with his recovery from his most recent injuries, and also Joe Mixon's status, who is another guy we're waiting on because of some injury stuff. But Nick Chubb does know C.J. Stroud in one way. He watched him play against Georgia when he was at Ohio State, and he watched him play as a Texan against Nick Chubb's former team, the Browns. So now that he has seen him in person, what are Nick Chubb's thoughts?
Player, you know, I went to Georgia. So in that game when they played OSU versus Georgia, I was afraid, you know, because he was torching them. And, yeah, he's a great player. I was on the Browns 2 years ago in a playoff game. We came here and torched us again. So you see what he's about. He's a great leader. I met him, came up to me, talked, exchanged numbers. Anything I needed, he told me to let him know. So he's a great leader, too.
C.J. Stroud, from Nick Chubb's point of view. From all accounts, anytime someone comes in here, it's nothing but high praise. But to be fair, if you're a new player, you're going to come in and tell everyone the quarterback sucks? It's not. Hell, Tyreek Hill caught all types of crap for his praise of Tua before he actually played with him. Now, of course, Tyreek Hill, outside of last year, had great numbers playing with Tua, so maybe vindicated in his approach. But that's generally how it goes.
Yeah.
Quarterback's great. Love him. Big-time leader.
Yeah. Also, Nick Chubb, hey, I get it. It's your first day here. But he said torched him. Stroud torched him. Please. It's...
Shred him, Stroud!
Shredded him. Let's get it right. If we're talking about C.J. Stroud having a big-time performance, he's shredding. He's not torching you. If his name started with a T, then you could say torch him.
Yeah.
I mean, any quarterbacks with last names that start with a T in this league?
Torch him, Tua.
Oh, well, Tua Tagovailoa, but that's too long. Torchum Tua would be the way to go if he can stay on the field. But, yeah, I think CJ's got a high approval rating. So does D'Amico. I mean, there's a Chubb sound we won't play, him talking about D'Amico Ryans and what he is and what he's established. So at least from the guys they've signed, ton of respect for the Texans and what they're building. I wouldn't expect otherwise. I wouldn't expect anyone to go, you know what? I was desperate. Not a lot of people calling. The Texans called. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Great.
Nick Chubb just like, well, I was a free agent on June 8th. So
what do you want from me? Nick, you're saying the quiet part out loud. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I do wonder what his role is. Is he actually in competition for Damian Pierce's spot or for Dare's spot? Like, where is he in the pecking order? Or did they bring him in and assuming that the health issues, that he's fully recovered or at least recovered as much as he can, is he viewed as like, oh, yeah, he's just going to be Joe Mixon's backup. Like, he's just going to come in when Joe Mixon needs a breather on a drive. It'll just be Joe Mixon time. Or it'll be Nick Chubb time.
Yeah, we played some sound on the morning show from Sony Michelle, who said they've got two number ones. At least he didn't say three, because then that would have been proven instantly incorrect if we just go by what happened with the Astros. But I think as long as the two guys who have lower body issues can stay on the field, they'll help each other. Nick Chubb, back when he was healthy, was a really good pass blocker. We know that's needed from the Texans as they're trying to figure out who their offensive line will be. Currently, the combo is, I believe, from left to right. You've got you've got Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, Jake Andrews. He is the guy they picked up from New England. And then you have Tytus Howard and Blake Fisher. So several new starters just by acquisitions or moving guys around. Because I don't believe Tytus Howard has ever played, at least not extensively, at left guard or right guard. Excuse me.
Yeah, he hasn't played right guard.
He's been a left guard. He's been a left guard, so and they would pair him with Tunsil. So moving him to right guard would even be a new position. And, of course, Blake Fisher, who did start in the latter stages of last year, would be the full-time right tackle, which was Tytus Howard's position up until that line proved to be a disaster in 2024. So adding anyone who can keep a guy off of CJ – welcome. If Nick Chubb can do that, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I do wonder how many of those guys in that lineup. I mean, obviously, it's voluntary minicamp, so still a long way to go. Still a lot of practices to have. I do wonder how many of those guys are ultimately the week one starting lineup, where it seems like, to me, on the outside, it's a lot of guys that are very, very close together. You know, as far as quality, it is tightly bunched at average to below average NFL offensive linemen. So I wonder how much of it is a competition like that and how much of it is the Texans kind of know what they want out of these guys and they already have their offensive line starters in mind.
What we can tell you from people who aren't following the tweets of members of the media who are covering the team on a daily basis, at least for the most part, that lineup I just gave you has been the consistent one that they have seen, that they've seen during media portions. What is happening when media isn't there? I don't know. No one knows except the Texans, but at least what they're showing us is their two acquisitions, at least the ones with the bigger names, Tomlinson and Cam Robinson, right now are entrenched, and they moved their I guess their only real draft pick that's shown anything. And Tytus Howard, depending on the position and game, can be a hit or miss. They moved him to a new spot, and then the combination of Juice Patterson, as we called it last year,
yeah,
not even part of the starting five. They're apparently more likely to be seen holding like blocking pads than in the first team group right now.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if neither Juice Patterson is like one half of Juice Patterson isn't starting.
Yeah, it would be quite a rise for Jake Andrews if he goes from a guy on the street to starting, but yeah. Cole Popovich was in New England, and that's where Jake Andrews came from. So there's a connection. There is a connection there. So if he liked them during his time there, that can make some sense. And we know, despite no Bill O'Brien, the Texans still are full of people who spent time with the Patriots, particularly when it comes to their big decision maker and their O-line coach. So Nick Chubb on C.J. Stroud. The quarterback I'm going to play for, pretty good.
Yeah, the good quarterback that had an awesome game in the college football playoff game that I was at and beat us in the playoffs. Guess what? I think this guy's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, Nick Chubb, football expert. The two games I watch of this guy, who's generally high regarded. I can confirm.
Are you saying it's not going out on a limb to say that CJ Stroud's good?
Oh, yeah.
And I did want to clear something up. Cole Popovich wasn't there in New England. He had departed from the organization Jake Andrews was part of the team.
Was Kales there?
I'm not calling him. Remember, we said we wouldn't call him Kales unless he calls the bad plays.
Oh, bad plays.
Yeah. When he calls the bad plays and CJ can't make them good plays, we'll call him Kales.
Sorry.
Kales.
Just thinking about the offensive line makes Kales me think that there'd be bad plays.
Well, makes some sense. Kales was with the Rams before. So the connection would be, hey, New England had him. We're New England guys. Let's bring him in.
I gotcha.
Yeah, there it would be. So he did not play under Popovich, even if he was maybe just the assistant O-line coach there. All right, we'll go to break with that. If you want to get in on anything, you can. That number is 713-780-3776. There is more drama with the USMNT, mostly because Landon Donovan did an interview and responded. Look, there's no difference between soccer athletes, baseball athletes, football athletes when it comes to hating either the young guys being hated on by the older players or the young players saying the older players don't know what the hell they're talking about. It continues. So we may get to that before we go to break. Oh, we got some more Texan sound to get to as well. D'Amico talked about C.J. Stroud. Oddly enough, he thinks he's a pretty good player too. So we'll hear from D'Amico on Stroud when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, this is Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, I'm your guy. Call me at 832-779-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 3 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in the Houston area. I'm a local real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars of repairs? That's fantastic, because I love buying junk houses too. Skip all the hassle and headache of listing, dealing with agents, showings, and who knows what else. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, give me a call today. Sean at Greenlight Offer Buying Houses. Call me at 832-779-4000. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love, to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance.
800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So we were talking about, and we'll get to the D'Amico on Stroud sound here, but we were talking earlier about the Knicks floundering trying to get a head coach, and Art asked, will Sam Cassell ever get a head coaching job? He's a guy who's been around quite a while, been on a number of staffs. And every time you hear, well, not every time, because I don't think we heard about Sam Cassell going to the Suns, but you hear Sam Cassell's name quite a bit, the former Rocket. But how old is Sam Cassell now? He is 55. Might be getting past the point of being seriously considered for a job. He may be in line to be a career assistant. I don't know what Sam Cassell's career goals are, but that's unfortunate. He's been a Celtics assistant. He took over, or he went there, after they had their purge when Udoka left and Will Hardy became the Jazz coach. He was on the first staff with Joe Mazzulla, and he's still there, been an assistant with Doc and the Sixers, Doc with the Clippers. So he's been around a long time, just hasn't broken through. So Art, at 55 years old, Sam Cassell may be past the point of getting hired. I don't know if the NBA is like the NFL, where they only hire dudes, unless they're retreads who are ingenues, like young geniuses and stuff, whether it be on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. I don't know a lot of first timers in the NFL who are going to be above like 45 going forward. It's just unless things shift a different direction.
Yeah, or you're like a college coach.
Coach. It's just not the way they go about it. The NBA maybe feels the same way. The Spurs hired What's his name?
Mitch
Johnson. They hired him, who was the interim for Pop, as Pop was going through his health issues.
How old was Udoka?
I think
he's probably still in his 40s.
When he got hired by the Celtics?
Yeah, but he's not like, he wasn't super.
He is 47, so if you go back to 2022.
3 years ago.
He's 44. So right about that age, and of course he does have the cachet being a former player, so does Sam Cassell. But Udoka was an assistant since 2012. So
he's been since he retired.
Yeah, he's a longtime assistant. So, and Sam Cassell's been that way too. I just don't know. 55 years old seems like we're past hiring age, unfortunately, for Sam Cassell.
Almost.
But as far as there's another.
Oh, Ty Lue's 40 in his 40s right now.
Yeah, I think he's
48 right now.
He has the moment of Allen Iverson stepping over him, but I don't think he was in the NBA that long.
Yeah.
So we think of him as a guy who's been around forever. Hey, you know what?
Former Rocket, I think.
For maybe half a year, not exactly sure. So he was drafted in 98, so he spent about 11 years, so he's longer than I thought. But Ty Lue became an assistant a couple years after he retired as well, and now been a head coach in a couple different spots, but that started in 2016. So he was a young hire in 2016.
Yeah. Okay.
When the Cavaliers were looking for someone who wouldn't screw up LeBron's team.
Yeah.
And they found Ty Lue and they won a title. So, Art, if you were hoping for Sam Cassell to get a job, maybe just hope he stays with good organizations and makes that money being an assistant. Because he's got a title as an assistant. He got one last year with the Celtics.
Yeah. He should get hired, though. At some point.
As far
like,
as the resumes,
If I was like hiring someone, like I would take a shot on Sam Cassell before I'd take a shot on
Frank Vogel
or Jordan Ott or the first time guy. You know? I get the Spurs do things a little differently. Like they're more insular with their culture, and like it's not like Pop failed as a head coach. It's just he got too old and retired. So they're not hiring from like a failed staff like the Grizzlies were and the Nuggets were. But I agree with Art that like Sam Cassell should get a shot.
Yeah.
I also see your side of it of like realistically, it probably is past that time.
Yeah, this isn't me saying he shouldn't get a job. It's just how it seems like these leagues operate, where if he continues to not get opportunities, you get to a certain age where they're like, you know what, now he goes from not enough experience to now he's too old to get a job.
Actually, mentioning Denver and Memphis, what I realize is you said that Sam Cassell needs to keep being on good staffs. What if he's on a bad staff and becomes an interim coach?
There's a path there.
That seems like a good way to
become. But those are two good teams, though. So were they bad staffs or just enough was enough for whatever reason, so they got rid of their head coaches? But those head coaches were successful. Yeah, those coaches were successful. So maybe, you know what Sam's path is?
Be the Bills or be the Bulls.
You stay with the Celtics, and now you got a Missoula flame out in his third year.
Yeah.
His first year, they thought they should have made the finals after having an 8 seed in the conference finals. All you need is a down year for the Celtics because Jason Tatum's out.
Yeah, right. Kind of write this one off, but then they get off to like a
bad start when Tatum comes back.
Start, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Sam Cassell's in the perfect spot. If we go by how...
By the time he's 58, he might get a shot.
Michael, likes to be called Michael. Michael Malone won a title in 2023.
Yep.
24 was not as successful. 25, internal issues out. So, Missoula, 25, not as successful after winning a title. All you got, 26, doesn't look that way because of the injuries and likely trading away guys for salary reasons. Sam Cassell, stroll right in 26, 27.
I don't know. I mean, Missoula just seems like such a chill guy to hang out with.
Sure.
I have a hard time seeing
him. Yeah, you know what I'm looking for? You know, we had C.J. Stroud talk about how he doesn't always answer Nick Cayley's calls because he's always yelling. I feel like there's a...
True serum on Jaylen Brown.
There are a number of Celtics here like, Missoula's on, Joe's on the phone again. No, I'm done here. Sorry. Do not disturb.
I feel like Missoula is more of a text guy.
Probably.
But the things he texts are just like the sayings that he has where it's like, you know.
All right, Joe.
Yeah. Where it's like the only moment where anacondas feel true bliss is when they're choking out their prey or something, where you're just like, what the hell?
Bro, it's July. I'm at the beach with my family. What are you doing here? Cut it out. I'm not looking for this.
I'm literally in Cancun right
now. Like,
when
I have Celtics green on, I will tolerate this. But on vacation at the beach, no, leave me alone.
Derek White's like, I might get traded.
Like, Jason Tatum's like, man, I got an Achilles and I got Deuce with me. Shut up, Joe.
Yeah, I'm watching Moana 2.
Yeah, cut it out.
Kid, all right?
Cut it out. I'm watching live action Lilo and Stitch. Enough of you. Leave me alone. Speaking of TV and movies, Michael Carroll will join us tomorrow. Michael Carroll, the host of Comicast. You can hear that every Wednesday night, I believe, 8 to 9 here on ESPN 975. You can also listen to it in podcast form. He'll join us to tell you what you should or shouldn't watch. At least with me, Michael's on a hot streak. I've talked about it a couple times this week. Predator, Killer of Killers, good rec. And also Department Q, good rec. Killer of Killers is on Hulu, animated. Department Q is on Netflix, real people trying to solve crimes, and a mystery ensues. So Michael Carroll doing a good job, at least when it comes to my algorithm. So we'll see what he has in store for tomorrow. Okay, we got a couple segments to go. We did not get to D'Amico Ryans on CJ Stroud. We'll do that when we come back. A couple other things to get to before we wrap it up. Me and Sean, till noon, we will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Spend Father's Day weekend at Sam Houston Race Park on June 14th. Don't miss the Lawnmower Race, sponsored by Shoppers Plus Bourbon and Whiskey Tasting with 15 types to choose from. Only at Sam Houston Race Park. Visit shrp.com for tickets and details.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, you guys say that you have 100 colors or so. Actually, you've got thousands of colors, don't you?
Yes, so just in stock, we have over 100 colors, which is the rainbow. But if you need that specific fuchsia pink, we'll find it for you and we'll coat it for you.
You can combine any colors, right?
You can dream of a color and we can find it for you.
What if I want the colors of my favorite team? Are you guys going
to
do it?
You should come see our Houston Astros chairs.
I saw them. You brought them out to our golf tournament.
Yes.
And they are awesome. A lot of people will tailgate, mostly Texans or University of Houston or Texas or Texas A&M. Hey, if you've got a favorite team, you guys will color code them that color of your team.
Even if you like the Saints and you need some sun gold in your life, we got you.
What about the Cougs?
I'm a Coug. Of course we got to have Cougar colors.
They're the biggest. They're the best. They're expanding. Houston Powder Coaters doesn't get any better. Call Robin. You'll probably deal with Robin when you call Houston Powder Coaters. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
This summer, there's only one place to catch every major golf tournament, East River 9. Join ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as we broadcast live from East River 9, bringing the excitement of the majors to you. Meet up with your favorite ESPN hosts, win awesome prizes, and catch all the tournament action. Plus, play a round of golf or pickleball, then refuel at the River House with incredible food and drinks. Don't miss out on the action. Come hang out with us at East River 9. For more, visit eastriver9.com.
Let's hydrate. Grab a Rambler Sparkling Water, the official sparkling water of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas mineral blend available in original lemon lime, grapefruit, satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Get Ramblin', Houston.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-214-6191. 800-214-6191. 800-214-6191. That's 800-214-6191.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
All right, let's hear from DeMeco Ryans on his quarterback. He did his whole "I'm a player coach, I protect my guys" stuff earlier in the week. We talked about that yesterday. No one said you didn't do that. Thank you for pointing it out again. But now it's just about CJ the player. Beyond whether he's hurt or not hurt, we can just get back to what CJ is as a player and what he's done to get better and what it's like to have him on the practice field. Here's DeMeco Ryans on his quarterback.
Today, I think CJ's first play, he made a big throw on a corner route. And you saw the energy, you saw the competitiveness of CJ talking a little smack to the defense. Like, I love the back and forth that happens. And CJ definitely added some energy to our practice, added some energy to the offense. Guys are doing well, but I think you see when you have game changers, and that's what CJ is, and he instantly changed the – I think just the vibe of the entire practice changed having CJ out there and seeing him make the plays he was able to.
I imagine having CJ out there as opposed to Davis Mills leading your starting offense probably feels good. Not a shot at Davis Mills, really. It's just everyone knows there's levels to this thing, and while Davis Mills may continue to be a serviceable backup, or maybe he's proven to be too expensive, so they move on to get a cheaper option there. When the starting quarterback is ready to go, the vibes are different. Because I don't know that Nick Chubb has talked to Davis Mills. So if they ask Nick Chubb about, hey, how's Davis Mills and what's he doing? I'm not sure he's going to be able to give the same glowing words that he gave about CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Just how it is.
Well, I played him back in 2021. And
yeah, he was there.
Or no, 2022. I forgot what his rookie year was. But yeah, I played him, you know. Tyrod Taylor started, I think, and he came in.
Yeah. So the energy should pick up when the starter's back in. as much as this show is not a very serious show when it comes to all the, particularly all the football guy stuff that they reference, having him there had to have been good and a jolt for that team just to have him out there. That Nico working with him, all those guys, Jaden Higgins getting a catch pass from him for the first time, at least for our eyes. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes there? But so he's back, we're good. Controversy, if there ever was one, gone. We move on until like mid-July. I think, is that the next time when training camp begins that we'll see these guys out there? So we got about a month or so before the real fake football starts, when we're actually deciding who's going to get jobs and keep them. Can't wait for that, for those tweets.
Who's doing what
to secure themselves a job.
July 18th.
There it is. That was last year. Is that this year too?
Oh, that says 2025. That's the AI thing.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
Yeah, when you ask AI overview for anything, it's hit or miss.
It says 2025, but that was last year.
Yeah, because we looked up the dates earlier this week because we were unsure, because initially the thought was, at least the words were, that August was going to be the start of training camp. That seems late. And last year it was July 18th.
Because they had the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, so who knows what it'll be this year, but I think it'll be somewhere in that time frame whenever they announce it, because I don't think they've officially announced it yet. But get ready. We're just about a month away from people out and about who will tell us why Dameon Pierce, who we have not seen yet, is falling behind for RB4 or RB3, I guess. But they just re-signed Dare, so if they keep, and they have Woody Marks, so I don't know if there's an RB5, but it feels like that's where Dameon Pierce would wind up if it comes down to him still making this roster. That's a guy who's probably not going to be here, and if they can trade him, they'd be happy to. You recruit over people in college football, you sign over people or draft over people in the NFL. And Dameon Pierce goes from being their backup running back last year to probably not making the roster, because the investment in Woody Marks means he's going to at least be around. You're bringing in Nick Chubb, and you're not cutting Nick Chubb, and you gave Dare money to be a special teamer and maybe a third down option. So where Dameon Pierce lands, if he's not traded, he'll get cut. And I wonder how that works for players, because if you are Dameon Pierce and you have an agent doing their job, maybe you say, hey, just cut me because I know a spot where I'm going to be. While a trade, you can get traded and get cut in that same training camp if you don't work out there. Maybe if you can secure your, I won't say freedom, your release. If you can secure your release, you can go pick a team that likes you. That's much like when undrafted free agents, sometimes they have their agents tell teams, don't draft me. Don't draft my guy.
Yeah.
We got a spot with guaranteed money that we can go to. We think we got a favorable spot. I wonder if that happens with Dameon Pierce. But I feel like we know what's going to happen. The Texans, we're going to hear a report. The Texans are going to release Dameon Pierce. Hold on. The Texans are still trying to trade Dameon Pierce in last-ditch efforts. That's kind of how feels like it's going to go.
That's how the Texans got Christian Kirk. As Christian Kirk was going to get cut by the Jags. I think it got reported. It was expected to be cut by the Jaguars, and the Texans traded a seventh round, or maybe it was a seventh round swap or something like that, to get Christian Kirk on their team. So, yeah, there is an element of cutting the line. Obviously, Christian Kirk is a starting caliber receiver in this league. Dameon Pierce, after his good rookie year, hasn't shown that he's a starting caliber running back in the NFL. I wonder if he kind of gets Cam Akered a little bit, where
he just starts making the rounds.
And he gets brought in, like last year when Cam Akers got brought in really to start the games that Joe Mixon was hurt. And then when Joe Mixon came back, thank you, Cam Akers, for all you've done. Did he go back to Minnesota?
He wound up in Minnesota.
Yeah. So I think that's a possibility for Dameon Pierce, is that the reality is, like, in training camp and preseason, guys get hurt. And they just wait it out till then.
Yeah, I don't think he is a guy who won't be in the league. It just doesn't appear that there's a spot for him in Houston. And he's a product of, now they now have a new offensive coordinator, but he's a product of a change in offense. He was a guy before D'Amico got here who was the one positive in a bad Texan season. You know it's bad because you wound up with the top two pick, and then you traded for another. But he was, oh, Damian Pierce, at least we have him coming back. Maybe him paired with C.J. Stroud will do some things. It has not worked out for him since, so we'll see where Damian Pierce winds up. But right now he seems like he is at least fourth on the list. He may just get the fourth spot because Woody Marks is a rookie, but the investment in Woody Marks will tell you that Damian Pierce feels like a guy who will be playing someplace else unless he gets cut and gets a practice squad type of a signing, which is also possible. So we'll see where that goes. A couple things in the NFL before we go to break. As mandatory mini camps are done for the most part. It all depends on when guys started. But Shamar Stewart left Bengals camp. He of the comments where the Bengals should pay Trey Hendrickson, but he acknowledges that Trey Henderson's a little wrong because he's on the contract, where he's completely right in demanding what he wants, because what the Bengals are offering isn't in line with what other first-round picks are getting. So he left camp, and Zach Taylor was asked about it, the Bengals coach, and said, hey, I can't predict anything. I'm not predicting anything about where and what Shamar Stewart will do. He just said he wasn't here today, so we're just focused on the guys that were here. The Bengals had a three-day minicamp, so Shamar Stewart didn't show up for the final day of that today. He said he's talked to Shamar Stewart, but this is interesting because you usually don't want to start off this way with your top selection. It feels like a poor way of starting the relationship, where he is very confident opening up about how poorly you do business.
Yeah.
Didn't he say, it's because they don't want to win here, something along those lines in regards to why he's not getting paid and why Henderson isn't getting paid. He was very open, and it's not what you want from the rook on multiple levels of the organization. The owner doesn't want it. The GM doesn't want it. The coach doesn't want it. He would like a distraction-free rookie.
Yeah, and the he's player not doesn't that. Want it.
Yeah, the player. Yeah, he wants to get paid and be in camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's especially a bad look, I'd say, given that the NFL draft, like, they have slotting. So, like, they're not even arguing over money. They're not even arguing over when you get the money. It's, like, extra clauses about offset language if he gets cut, which, by the way, if you're cutting your first-round pick,
you got bigger problems
on his rookie deal, there's a problem there. So, it is just something that only the worst organizations do. Like, you don't really hear about the Eagles, or you never heard about the Patriots where this happened. It's always the Bengals. It's always, I think Joey Bosa had a situation like this when he got drafted by the Chargers. It's always these kind of teams. It's always the team where you're like, yeah, makes sense that they're not even nickel and diming, just like adding clauses and adding different language to the contract that make it unsignable.
Yeah, according to Stewart, he's asking for nothing more than what past first-round picks have received from the Bengals themselves. He's not even saying the Bengals are operating differently from the
other
league.
Teams.
They're operating differently from what they used to do for whatever reason.
They had to re-sign Chase and Higgins and Hendricks. Or they still haven't gotten Hendricks.
Haven't gotten him yet, yeah, so
they had to bring back all the key members from a team that missed the playoffs last year.
It's a good idea,
instead of improving the team.
Well, Shamar Stewart, you think, would have been a way to do that, but they're not giving him his money. You know,
can't do that.
You know, you invested in a pass rusher on the defensive line in the draft. He's not there, and your sack leader isn't there either. For a defense who had to hire a new defensive coordinator because of all the problems they had.
One of the worst ones in the league.
Yeah.
That's why you missed the playoffs. Yeah. But hey, got both receivers back.
I respect it, honestly. I respect
that they're running it like Madden.
I respect knowing your identity and operating like a 16-year-old YouTuber runs your team. I respect it. Let this go so far that Jamar Chase tells you, if you don't give T. Higgins his money, I'm not signing. Push him to the point where he, a receiver, is thinking about other players on his team more than himself. That's how bad it got. Like, you think a receiver's out for his, but you made him wait so long. You know what I'm going to do?
Make sure you pay the other guy.
Guy first. Like Kawhi made sure the Clippers traded for Paul George before he signed with him. You know how well that worked out.
Yeah.
Now, Jamar Chase.
Built a finals team.
Two finals teams the Clippers have done. Paul George, at least, has done. Paul George has.
Oh, yeah. Paul George.
In some ways, has built two finals teams. And yet, the Bengals decided, nah, we're just going to make our star receiver wait. Let him blackmail us almost, so extort us into paying a receiver we didn't have that much interest in paying. And now we're screwing around with our first-round pick on the side of the ball, which has the most problems. Kudos. See, Texans fans, no matter what you think, there's always someone doing it dumber.
I will say, even despite them doing it dumber, and I guess this happened before all these things happened, but this team made the Super Bowl.
They did make the Super Bowl.
Made another AFC title game. You know, like they're by far more successful.
Frankly,
than
as good as this Pacers story is, if they win a title, hell, just making the finals, the fact that the Bengals made a Super Bowl and then made an AFC title game in the last 5 years may be one of the more remarkable stories in sports in the last decade. That the Bengals.
That's what keeps Joe Burrow at the top of all the playoff, of all the quarterback rankings. That's like,
I'm a hater.
This guy is doing it with these.
I'm a hater at heart. But the fact that Joe Burrow is doing what he's doing with the Bengals.
Yeah.
I can't. There's nothing I can say.
It's LeBron, the first run in Cleveland.
I can say about what he's done there.
Fair,
Change. That franchise is still operating the way it always has in a lot of ways, at least the last 30 years where they've been a joke. And sure, you know, Andy Dalton making first rounds and not winning. So the Bengals have actually been a pretty good franchise as far as not being awful. They just have never been able to accomplish the final thing, and Joe Burrow got very close. But getting to Super Bowl with the Bengals, I mean, Boomer ain't walking through that door. The fact that Joe could do it, he should be, I don't know if you build statues for guys who just make a Super Bowl.
I think
you do. But they should consider it. Even if he never wins one, they should consider it.
They should build it tomorrow.
Should be outside their stadium before week one. What he's done to make them relevant. We got people talk about the Bengals as a dark horse Super Bowl team, even with how bad they likely are going to be on defense.
People were doing that last year when they're...
Yeah, don't let them make the playoffs.
When they're 8-8.
Yeah, don't let the Bengals make the playoffs.
You know who the Chiefs don't want to see.
Yeah, the team who doesn't get stops. And
didn't make the playoffs.
And didn't make the playoffs. That's the team the Chiefs don't want to see. The team who was in that spot, desperate and hoping for the Chiefs to care enough to put a starting caliber team on the field against the Broncos, which they did not. The Broncos make the playoffs. So that's all due to Joe Burrow and sure, Higgins and Chase. And hell, Joe Mixon had a part to play in that too. But that's a Burrow joint. So he's above Josh Allen in my rankings because it's the Bengals.
Yeah,
that's the explanation. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got one more segment to go before we go. You can call in if you want, 713-780-3776. It is me and Sean till noon. We'll be back. But first, I want to tell you about Monument Chevrolet. They are certainly not the Bengals of dealerships. They're not being propped up by a star, but they do have stars there. Their salespeople do a great job getting you into the best car you could possibly want. And they do it in a way that you don't feel like you're rushed. Well, they do it quickly because you don't want to be on that lot forever. No one wants to spend all that much time buying a car, but they're patient, they're understanding, and they will walk you through the car buying process in a way that you understand everything that's happening. So you know what you can do first? Check out what they have to offer at monumentchevrolet.com. And once you get out to the lot, which is in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225, you'll experience that service that has kept people coming back for over 50 years. They celebrated 50 years in the business of selling cars in the area. And now they just want to sell a car to you. It's been generations of people buying cars from Monument Chevrolet. If you haven't bought one from them, why not start today? It's been a place that served the community the right way. You should take part in that. So whether you want a Blazer, a Trax, a Silverado, something new, something pre-owned, or something for your fleet, if you're starting a business or have a business that you just want to add to, it's all there for you. MonumentChevrolet.com. Check out the inventory. Head on out there to Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. And remember this, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want a new way to explore Houston with your spouse? Power On e-bikes has helped hundreds of couples fall in love with riding again. Our expert team will fit both of you for the perfect bikes. No self-assembly, no guesswork, and with our new white glove delivery service, we'll even bring your bike straight to your door, fully assembled and ready to ride. Visit PowerOnEbikes.com today and start your new adventure together. That's PowerOnEbikes.com. Power On e-bikes. Ride together, smile forever.
Watch all of the baseball action of your hometown team at JBarM, Ito's world-class barbecue and beer garden spot. JBarM is serving up Texas-style brisket, homemade sausage, and timeless barbecue. On Fridays and Saturdays, refresh yourself with $2 well drinks and buckets of beer for $15. Plus, watch every pitch, catch, and home run on JBarM's massive TV screen. JBarM at 2201 Leland. For more info, visit jbarmbbq.com and follow on socials at jbarmbbq.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Final segment for today. Astros try to win their series, at least this series, against the White Sox, and it would even the season series at 3 apiece. Fromber on the mound. Got a good performance from Gusto yesterday, last night, in town. So you hope you can take care of that White Sox impotent lineup tonight with Fromber on the mound and go get you a win and win that series after dropping the first one with Lance McCullers on the mound. Can't lie. I'm going to have split focus. I'm not going to say I'm a hockey guy, but I love a Stanley Cup Finals, particularly when Canada has a chance for disappointment, which has been great really since 1993. And my weak ties to the Panthers, simply because I was born in the state of Florida, helps. I can pretend like I care that much about Barkov or Tkachuk if I want, but really at the heart of it, it's like I'd love to see a Canadian team, and mostly their fans, be sad. Particularly because while we watch sports, the sports we care quite a bit about here, and we know that that on the broadcast there's a fan of a team like Bart Scott knows he's gonna maybe side with the Ravens or the Jets, or of course you just look around like Michael Irvin, Cowboys, all this stuff. There's a lot of former players, so they're gonna, and hell, Mike Greenberg, the Jets. The levels it goes to watching an NHL broadcast where you have guys in some cases who aren't even former members of the team, like Paul Bissonnette. What is he, spit and chicklets or something? He does some stuff for TNT. He has rooted against Florida throughout the playoff run because of the Canadian teams that they faced. He is a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Didn't play for them, but I believe he's from the area. And also he's crazily rooting for Edmonton, so much so that Gary Bettman called him out for his lack of ability to be unbiased. When Gretzky's on the broadcast, he's rooted for Canada, so much so that we played that sound where he had Chapel Roan explain to him, and he goes, is she a Canadian girl? No.
That's how the battle lines are drawn.
Yeah. Is this pop star Canadian girl? Because then I could root for her.
Yeah.
No, Wayne, she's not. But I got Astros. I'll be keeping track, but I got to see if Connor McDavid doesn't come through again.
As someone who's watched maybe double digits hockey games in my life, like I'm flirting with 8 to 12 lifetime games watched, my number one rooting interest is always USA first.
Of course.
It is always.
Even I know there are a lot of Canadians on the team, but they reside in Sunrise, Florida, so that's USA, USA.
And even more so, Southern first. I am, if a team from Florida is playing anyone north of the Mason-Dixon line, I am all in on any team where you cannot play hockey outdoors at any point of the year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not cold enough for ice to form and be safe to skate on at any point.
Where no one grew up a hockey fan? Like, if you are in a place where it is realistic that no one there grew up a hockey
fan?
At least
no one who was born before 1965 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or I mean, you could probably bump that down. Maybe for a lot of these newer teams. Like, yeah, how many people walking around Miami were huge fans of the Panthers, like, before
the last
2000? You know?
Yeah, got a point. They had the Van Beesbrook run in the mid-90s. But to your point, yeah, there's probably not a lot of them.
Yeah, that's my rooting interest. I root for the California teams, the Florida teams.
Because it's funny to me.
Hilarious. The Hurricanes.
Because Canadian fans are so pissed.
They live and breathe it.
Oh, yeah, that. But they're so pissed that a warm weather team is even competing. Like, that matters.
It's ridiculous that they're in the league.
Yeah. They hate that, even though, you know, they're playing inside. So, yeah, we have climate-controlled arenas, so it doesn't really matter that much.
AC, all right?
Yeah. So, all that talk about, well, they play in California or Texas or Florida, that means they shouldn't be winning. Well, stop it. As long as there's an arena with air conditioning, we can build a sheet of ice and they can skate on it. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt from above the Mason-Dixon line has talked about how great the playoffs are. Well, he was in town. We'll finish up with this. He was in town to check out the Texans. And, you know, he does this stuff for CBS Sports, but still a Texan at heart. And he talked about Derek Stingley, one of the stars of this Texans team. Here's J.J. Watt on the guy who may be CB1 in the entire league.
We've had some great ones here. Obviously, I play with J. Joe Kareem, some of these great, great players. But Sting is a phenomenal player, and he's so business-like in what he does. He just goes down there, locks people up, and goes back to work the next play. Like, he's not the loudest, he's not the most rambunctious, but he just does his job extremely well. And obviously, he got taken care of because of it.
Stingley fits the profile of what you would want in a lot of ways for a DeMeco player. Sure, there are other guys who are louder, who you need that energy from. That's why Azeez Ansari is there. That's why Jimmy Ward was brought in. But as far as what a coach loves, supremely talented, makes plays all the time, and doesn't say anything that I have to deal with. No distractions from Derek Stingley.
You want your star to be the Steph Curry. You want your role players
to be the Draymonds.
Exactly.
Yes. Let Jimmy Ward, outside of obviously what's going on now, but when he's on the field, let him and Azeez Ansari.
If Azeez Ansari gets booted out of a November game against a division opponent, we can live with that.
It's fine.
If that happened to Stingley?
Yeah, we need Stingley.
Maybe tell him to calm down.
We need Stingley guarding Travis Hunter and Thomas. If Azeez Ansari isn't there to tackle Travis Etienne, we'll survive. That's how it goes. All right, we're done for the day. Paul Gallant's up next. He is followed by the Killer Bees. Since we're done, what does that mean?
Duval.
Thank you, Liam Cohen. It is Duval. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
This is Ron Insano with your market scoreboard report on ESPN 97.5.
Stocks are under pressure for a couple reasons this morning. Concerns about the president reimposing so-called reciprocal tariffs on each country around the world, and also rising tensions between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Iran increasing its nuclear enrichment after U.N. sanctions. There are some scuttlebutt in the oil markets that Israel could try to take out Iran's nuclear facilities. That pushed oil up $4 a barrel yesterday. It's pulling back a bit today. The Dow down almost 300 points in pre-market trading. The S&P and NASDAQ